Forget. The Happy Nun Cafe in Forget was a place to gather with friends or family, to celebrate an occasion or to listen to the many entertainers that graced the doors. The Nun made its mark not only in Forget, but across Saskatchewan and the neighboring provinces. Approximately 500 events took place in the establishment, not including weddings, anniversaries or private celebrations. Don and Shannon Shakotho owned the Happy Nun when Gayla and Leon Gilbertson met. They had their first date at the Nun and held their wedding supper there. It seemed fitting for the couple to become the owners. The Happy Nun does not only hold precious memories for the Gilbertsons. This place touched many hearts and holds special memories for many people. Gayla Gilbertson has far too many memories to speak on but said, "There were so many nights where the atmosphere was perfect, people were making friends and enjoying the food and music." She also said, "It was just such a wonderful experience to be part of. The theme nights were my favorites, we just had so much fun." Gilbertson joked that the staff may not have enjoyed all the costumes and dancing as much as she did, but it was a blast. When the Happy Nun was destroyed by fire on December 15, 2022, the outpouring of people contacting the Gilbertsons and their staff was overwhelming. So many people came forward with kind words, heartwarming stories and how it touched so many people, not only to the Gilbertsons but to their staff present and past. People began to reach out to the staff as they wanted to do something for the Happy Nun and for all involved in the loss, but it made Gilbertson incredibly uncomfortable at first, as she was not ready. As time passed, people needed to say goodbye, but it needed to be done in the Happy Nun fashion. Gilbertson needs to say goodbye to what they had and to move forward, and what better way to do this than to have a tribute and celebration with family and friends. An event is planned for April 29 at the Arcola Prairie Place complex. The meal will be prepared from scratch in a true Happy Nun fashion and done at the complex. "They have an excellent kitchen to cook in," said Gilbertson. "They will have drinks, featuring alcohol from local providers such as Over the Hills Orchards and Winery and the Rebellion Brewing Co. The meal will be prepared for over 300 people, not the usual amount of 65 at the Nun. Her staff and friends will help with all preparations." Gilbertson's staff has become family and she is forever grateful for everything they have done and do. Her husband, Leon, was always available to help out and offered a lot of support. All these people made the Happy Nun possible. "This evening will have lots of entertainment and the night will be filled with laughter and memories. Tables are limited and are going quickly, but one can text Gilbertson. The difficult decision was made not to rebuild, as any new building will not hold the history or personality that the Nun held. Gilbertson still has a passion for food, but with her equipment gone and many of her recipes gone as well, she is unsure to what extent she will continue in the culinary field. She does know her future will include her love for food, music and prairie products. Also, she and her husband Leon are active members of the Stoughton-Tecumseh Fire Department and Rescue Team. They feel it is extremely important to have these services in their town. The Nun was once a granary, a recreation center and then a town hall. It was such a humble building and to have done so many things in its life to touch so many people," said Gilbertson. "I can't think of anything more Saskatchewan than what the Nun represented. You work hard, you put in the time, you touch people's lives, and you just quietly change things by being present," she said. "It truly was a remarkable place."